This is a Fox News alert. A suspect in last month's Idaho murders is in custody. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News. Police in Moscow, Idaho, say that a man said to be in his 20s was taken in by the FBI and police in Scranton, Pennsylvania, in connection with the gruesome killings of four University of Idaho students. The suspect is also a college student, but did not attend that university. We expect more from police later today. The Biden administration will start requiring negative COVID test results for air travelers from China. And now other nations will do the same.
So Italy has started testing all travelers for COVID from China. The country tried to get the European Union on board, but the EU rejected plans to do that.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn. China is no longer releasing data on daily COVID detections, but the most recent numbers suggested millions of cases. Former President Trump says Congress releasing his tax returns the Supreme Court ordered the IRS to provide sets a bad precedent. The paperwork reveals he paid very little to no taxes, but that everything was sound and there was no wrongdoing. The Vatican says Pope Emeritus Benedict's health continues to decline. He participated in a private mass at his residence. The Vatican statement says the elder pontiff is in the last stretch of his pilgrimage. Stocks are sliding on this final trading day of the year. The Dow is down. The Nasdaq is down. The S&P 500 is down. And all U.S. stocks are set to have shed a full third of their worth this year. Oil is up nearly 60 cents a barrel. The average price for regular gas in the U.S. is about $3.18 a gallon. College football bowl games today. Maryland and North Carolina State are in the Duke's Mayo Bowl, about to get underway in Charlotte. Tennessee and Clemson are tonight at the Orange Bowl in Miami. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
China's lawmakers now say Hong Kong's Beijing-backed leaders can prevent foreign lawyers from representing pro-democracy defendants. The move is yet another of Beijing's attempt to crush anti-communist dissenters in the city, which operated under special status in China with more freedoms than in the rest of that nation until recently. A dissident publisher and media tycoon is facing a high-profile trial in Hong Kong and was hoping to have a British lawyer defend him. What does it mean to be urban? The Census Bureau is changing that definition. Fox's Ryan Schmelz reports.
Over 1,000 cities lost their urban designation after the U.S. Census Bureau changed its criteria. Those places where about 4 million people live are now designated as rural. The Census Bureau's new criteria raised the population threshold from 2,500 to 5,000 people, and housing units were added to the definition. The change impacts how each area receives money from the government. Urban areas often qualify for more money for transportation, while rural areas can qualify for funding for agriculture. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
We often today speak of Russian President Vladimir Putin declaring his intent to extend his nation's influence. He's been doing that by making war on Ukraine. But 100 years ago, today, a different Vladimir came to power. December 30th of 1922, Vladimir Lenin proclaimed the establishment of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. The USSR was integral in fighting the Nazis in World War II, though after it engaged the United States and Western Europe in a Cold War lasting decades, often with a nuclear threat. The Soviet Union would collapse in 1991. I'm Eben Brown, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.